Joining us in studio is Troy Mayers. He's an ice and extreme swimmer. No idea why anybody would want to do that. Troy, a very good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, why?
I've always wanted to push myself. I think it's pretty normal for humans to want to go further, faster, go higher than before. So I started off as swimming a couple of Robben Island crossings. And I just wanted to take my swimming to the next level.
Is ice swimming something that anybody can train themselves for? Or do you have to have a certain type of metabolism or structure to your body?
I believe anybody can train for it. I wasn't a swimmer at all. I hated anything to do with water.
Wow, okay.
I hated swimming at school, hated water polo.
It's just water. No, we're not going there. Let's just carry
on. There's hope for me yet, Howard. Yeah.
And I believe you can. Yeah, I believe anybody has the ability to do it.
How cold is this water?
The water that I swam in 3 months ago in Lesotho was 1.7 degrees.
Right.
The water.
Yeah, 1.7 degrees.
1.7 degrees, yeah.
But hold on. There must be ice.
There is ice. So every morning they break the ice. You hear them breaking it.
Oh, my God.
And that's to create a path for us to swim in. I'll just explain what 1.7 is. Mm. If I took you out and put you outside at 1.7 degrees, you would die in 25 hours. Your body loses heat 25 times faster in water than it does on land. So you, in water, you'll die in an hour.
Right, because you're totally immersed in it, obviously.
You're totally immersed, and I was in the water for 33 minutes when I did my swim.
What happens, what do you feel physically when you get into that water?
You feel a lot of pain.
It is because cold is pain.
So what actually happened is I did an acclimatization swim the day before. I did a 500 meter swim. The swim took place in Lesotho at the Afriski Resort. Mm. And that's 3,222 meters above sea level. I needed to acclimatize.
Right.
I needed to see how I was going to handle swimming at that altitude. So I did a 500 meter swim before. When I got in at about 100 meters, I had to stop and look. It felt like my hands had exploded. And I had to see if my hands were still attached to my wrists.
Are you serious?
That's all it was, yeah.
What do you wear?
You wear a Speedo, a swimming cap, and goggles.
You're not allowed to wear anything.
You can't wear a wetsuit.
Well, no. Obviously it defeats the purpose,
if
you do. Have you always been drawn to extreme sports?
I definitely have. Right. I've got a mixed martial arts background, a cage fighting background. When I was in the army, I went to a specialized unit. So I've always wanted to take things just a bit further than the average person.
Right, right. And personality-wise, obviously, that's just part of a makeup.
That's part of my makeup, yeah.
Right, right.
And when you get out, when you realize you've actually survived, what's the first thing you want to do?
What happened to me when I got out? Now, the first thing you want to do is, naturally, you want to have something hot to drink, and you want to get into a hot shower. My core temperature after the swim, it actually dropped to 24 degrees, which anybody listening will know that's dangerously low.
Right.
It was so low, I had an irregular heartbeat. My heart went into AFib fibrillation, and they couldn't give me anything to drink. I couldn't have a hot shower or anything like that. My core temperature was so low that if they gave me something hot to drink, my heart would have stopped. They had to warm me up slowly. Yeah, with blankets. I had oxygen, and I had an ECG machine on monitoring my heart rate. Once I started shivering, meaning I was now generating heat, and my vitals started returning to relatively normal, they then gave me hot chocolate and they warmed me up like that.
So the team, I'm assuming then, must have medical professionals.
It's a world-class team. These guys, the two doctors, have been on Everest expeditions. It's not the first time they've done this. So they're definitely leaders in the field when it comes to this hypothermia and cold water swimming or cold environments.
Do you swear never again as you get out of the water?
No, as you get into the water, I'm sure.
I think, you know, if you look at these guys after comrades, they say they're never doing it again. 100%. Next year they're all lining up to do
they're
it again.
Liars. Yeah, they're liars. They're liars, all of them.
You forget about the pain quickly. Afterwards, I said never again. and I will definitely do it again.
So Lewis Pugh, who's the first South African who's done many of these things, he swam at Everest, he did something at the North Pole, I seem to remember.
He did, yeah.
Like, is this your hero? Is that who you want to be?
Lewis Pugh is definitely somebody I look up to, and he's a leader in, he's one of the leaders in cold water swimming.
Also South African.
Also South African. But the main person is an Israeli guy who lives in Cape Town by the name of Ram Bakai. And Ram has actually done 13 ice miles.
Is he part of this mad swimmers group or something like that?
Ram has done a few mad swimmer swims.
Right.
Sorry, what is a mad swimmer swim?
It's a charity organization. And they swim for charity. So they'll get a bunch of swimmers together.
We've actually interviewed them before on the show. Incredible. They do incredible work, and it's phenomenal.
So let me just understand. They let them out of Sterkfontein to go do a swim, and then
they put you back, yeah.
There is no question there's an element of madness, but I think there's an element of madness in any great achievement, because anybody who achieves anything great will have been told, don't be stupid. It's not doable. It's not healthy. It's not smart.
You know, Howard, a lot of people come up to me and they say, like, you're crazy. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with your parents? How could they let you do this? I don't believe we are crazy. I believe there's definitely an element of bravery that goes into these kind of swims.
Right.
I train for this ice mile as hard as any professional athlete would train for their sport. I had a proper program. I knew exactly what I was doing. And there's, from an outsider looking in, maybe it does look a bit crazy, but I believe we know exactly what we're doing.
So how do you train? Do you get into a bath and put in blocks of ice?
I do. So my training, there's your physical, your mental, and your nutrition, like any other sport. My physical training was, I will swim up to 5 kilometers a day in 10 degree water. That means I'm in that water for about an hour and a half.
Right.
Okay. Where I train is, we train at the Old Edge pool. It's an outdoor pool. It's non-heated, and it broke this year. We didn't have, Jason Lemmer was training for the English Channel. Guy Jared Berman, he wanted to do the ice mile, unfortunately couldn't in the end. And we didn't know what we were going to do. King David opened up their doors and they let us
Incredible.
Train in their pool.
That's amazing.
And if not for King David, the swim for me wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, because you have to have access.
You've got to have that cold pool.
Mm.
So I would swim up to 5 kilometers a day in 10 degree water. And then there was the ice bath element. So there's days where I'd go hypothermic twice a day. Once in the morning when I did my 5K swim, I'd then go to work, do what I have to do, go see my kids. On the way home, I'd go past the petrol station. The owner of the petrol station, Cliffy Regenbaum, heard what I was up to, and he started donating the bags of ice to me. I'd get 9 bags of ice, which is 27 kilos, fill a bath with cold water, throw the 27 kilograms of ice in the bath. That takes the bath down to 2 degrees, and I would sit there for 40 minutes. I would do this twice a week to prepare for the cold in Lesotho.
Time is 8:42. We are chatting to Troy Meyers about his ice and extreme swim, and he is from martial arts to swimming in frozen water. Any questions, any thoughts, 34519 or 061-895-1019. We'll be back just after this.
Norwood Mall, your mall, your moments, isn't just another slogan. It's what makes Norwood Mall unique. Not just the moments you share, but the moments that take your breath away. Perhaps it's the leisurely hours or the great diversity of stores, including fashion, restaurants, beauty, decor, travel, and a Pick and Pay Hyper. Corner Hamlin and 6th Avenue. See norwoodmall.co.za. Norwood Mall, your mall, your moments.
Kosher World Center, the heart of Glen Hazel. Open daily, Sunday to Friday from 7 a.m. until 10 p.m. and a quarter of an hour after Shabbat and Chagim. Enjoy the convenience. From groceries, Chabad Bookshop Sefarim and Judaica, Cleaning Brothers Dry Cleaning and Mending, Bagels, Fresh Deli Foods, Co Sushi, Josie Blue Coffee, Montague Dry Fruits and Nuts, Kalim Mikvah, The Party Shop to Lamish Hairdresser and Beauty Salon, Kosher World. Enjoy the experience.
When selling your home, you need an expert you can trust. With over 5 years residential real estate experience, Spencer Schwartz is the name you can depend on. You need someone on your side to give you guidance and peace of mind. Call Spencer, your first choice real estate agent, on 084-5244-616 or email spencer@urealty.co.za. Make the right move. Get your home sold.
101.9 High FM. One nation, one station.
Time is 8:44. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 High FM. Gimple the Fool says Troy's a legend, a great guy, but it's not surprising he can do this because he is a Highlands boy. All right, so there you go. This is where it all starts. Zanati, you're a bit perplexed by this.
I am so scared. Do you even own a heater or blankets or anything?
I own a heater, I own a lot of blankets, and I have a lot of hot baths afterwards. My water bill definitely goes up in winter.
That is so scary. Like, I'm feeling cold even
just
now,
thinking
and I have
about
blankets
it.
On
it
me.
Is, yeah, but it's not that you do. But so that's the question. I mean, there's some of us, you know, we always have an argument in studio because I want the air as cold as possible, Zanati wants it as warm as possible. This goes on absolutely every day. And I have the same argument at home. Are there people that are naturally more comfortable with the cold?
So what happens is if people see me wearing a jersey in winter, they come up to say, what are you doing? You're a cold water swimmer. Why are you wearing that? I feel the cold like anybody else.
Right.
I just – getting into cold water, it's a mental mindset. I know when I'm getting in. They actually did a study on Lewis Pugh, and just before he goes in, his core temperature goes up.
His core temperature goes up.
It raises.
So his body is preparing for this.
And that's what actually happens with me. I feel during my swim, I feel my core temperature start to rise at about 800-900 meters. I feel that I'm starting to warm up. There is something called bat fat that collects around your organs, and that generates heat as well as energy. And that's why a lot of my cold bathing is to develop the bat fat.
What pushes you, Troy, to do extreme sports?
I just want to go further. I want to take my sport to the absolute limit. An ice mile is the ultimate in extreme swimming. Now, a lot of people say English Channel, and yes, definitely, but I consider the English Channel more of an ultra swim than an extreme swim. So the ice mile is definitely, it's the World Cup, in my opinion, of extreme swimming.
Right.
So you have to go to Lesotho to do this?
You don't have to go to Lesotho. There are other lakes in South Africa that do drop to the temperatures that are required.
So what is that temperature?
Five degrees and below.
Okay.
But in Lesotho at Afriski, you're guaranteed that lake's going to drop to freezing.
Now just explain to us. You get into the water. Are there boats that go alongside you?
Okay. There are paddlers. If something goes wrong, they're not getting in to get you. That water's 1.7. They're going to die themselves. There's a famous picture in the ice swimming community where my good friend Andrew Ford, as he finished the ice kilometer, he hit the buoy and he sank to the bottom. Rum, at the time, had pneumonia and couldn't swim and had to dive in to the bottom of the lake and pull Andrew out. There's a picture of them coming out of Rum pulling Andrew out of the lake. So there are paddlers. I had paddlers next to me just to guide me in a straight line. I didn't want to worry about what they call sighting. I wanted to swim in as straight a line as possible. And I had paddlers on either side of me just guiding me in a straight line to the buoy.
Do you lose coherence at all?
I definitely did. There's certain things I say to myself while I'm swimming in these temperatures. Because of the altitude of Lesotho, I actually had to remind myself to breathe and not pass out. So I kept saying, kick, pull, breathe, don't pass out.
Right, so that becomes a mantra.
It becomes a mantra.
Almost.
And
yeah.
At 1,500 meters, it's like somebody turned off the lights. I don't remember any of this.
Right.
I remember bits and pieces of the last part of the swim.
Incredible.
But it very, very, it's few and far between.
One of our listeners, Kim Tobias, says, please, she needs to know about your eating plan.
The eating plan's a lot of fun. I had to put on, I had to put on 8 kilograms for.
Oh, so you went through Yontif.
Oh, no, so, I think I'm prepared. I'm ready. All right, so I've got that part. All right, so tell us what you had to do.
So I put on 8 kilograms of fat for the swim. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You eat what you want. It's driving, eating pizzas.
And then
you've
got to get into a speedo. That's a bit uncomfortable. Yeah.
That's not the good part.
Right, no. So you could eat anything. So the eating plan
whatever I wanted.
The problem All right, Kim, is, you got it. That's what it is.
The problem is now I have to lose the weight.
Yeah, tell me about it. Absolutely. Rob Katz says, please tell Troy that he is an inspiration to many.
Help think that's another Highlands boy.
Or Rob Katz?
Yeah.
I don't know where Rob was.
I don't know either. Rob Katz, let us know where you are.
But Troy, what's next?
Next is, I'm doing a swim with a group of us. It's myself, guy by the name of Jason Lemmer, Jared Berman, Dawn Smith, and Colin Gluck. We're swimming from the Umhlanga Lighthouse to Moyo Pier in Durban. That's 19 kilometers.
Wow.
And that's for the Rowan Bloom Foundation. Anybody doesn't know what the Rowan Bloom Foundation is, Rowan was a young boy who passed away in Cape Town from cancer. And they started this foundation to help children with cancer.
That's awesome.
So we're doing it for that, and that is in 2 weeks' time.
Wow.
9th of November. And then long term, the English Channel.
So just explain to you, swimming from Umhlanga to Durban in shark infested waters.
It is shark infested water. We have taken.
Although we haven't seen. Oh no, that was in the Cape.
The Cape, the whites have lost their sharks.
They've lost the whales.
The killer whales have come into False Bay. So we are taking precautions. We've got rubber ducks that are following us. We've got shark pods. We've got paddlers. So we have made it as safe as possible.
Colin Gluck is delicious. If the sharks want, tell them to go for him first.
He's a very attractive man.
And I hear just delicious.
Well, I think, isn't that the old thing? All you have to do is be able to swim faster than the slowest swimmer.
Correct.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is. And Rob Katz, by the way, did go to Highlands. All right, but I think we kind of assumed that. Time is 8:50, about to go 8:51. That's unfortunately where we do have to leave it. We've been chatting to Troy Mayers. He is an extreme swimmer. So we're going to check back with you after this 19-kilometer swim.
If people want to watch you do that, where should they be when?
We don't have any tracking chips on us for this. We've just organized it ourselves as a challenge and to raise money for Rowan Bloom Foundation. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
What's your Instagram and Facebook account?
Troy Mayers. Mayers.
And there you have it. Time is 8:51. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 High FM.